Good morning. Welcome to Main Street United Methodist Church. We are so glad to have you here today. We are delighted to see all of the mothers and the red and white carnations that the young folks have been selling today. Do continue to support them, please. I also have a couple of announcements, but I'd like for us to please settle down just a minute. And if you would, please, let us prepare our hearts for worship by singing our hymn of preparation, which you will find at the top of the inside of your bulletin. Things going on at Main Street. I do hope that you checked your Sunday newsletter edition that is in each of the classrooms. I just want to call your attention to a few things. One is the Main Street's Got Talent. Jessica says that she could book a couple of more acts, but she needs to know about it right away. We're going to have hamburgers with all the trimmings, so the food will be good. And you do need to make reservations. Standing reservations do not count for this event. So do make reservations, please. Also on the front of the newsletter connection that was in the classrooms is a notice about the meetings that will be taking place. Several of them are on the 20th and the 22nd, so do look ahead. But I also wanted to call to your attention the Men's Club this week. They're going to have a really good speaker, Sam Davis, who will be talking about the local involvement in the Civil War, based on the book that he did. One more reminder, Sunday morning breakfast is not a line item in the budget. So if you would please, when you go through, look at the donation basket and be generous. Thank you. We will now continue.
Please stand and join us in the call to worship. We gather to worship the one who has crafted creation out of chaos.
We gather to lift our praise to the God who gives us voice.
We gather as the children of God, our joy unbroken in God's love.
Join with me, please, in praying the prayer of invocation as found in your bulletin. Holy and mysterious lover of the world, let this day be a worthy celebration of our Lord's resurrection love. By the Easter good news, encourage us to put away our worries and to discard our fears, that with minds open to your spirit, we may better love you and more adequately worship your holy name. Through Christ Jesus, our living brother and soul. Amen. You may be seated. I invite Jessica, Kathy, and the confirmands to follow to the chancel rail.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here today with our confirmation class of 2012. We have been meeting, I guess, since the beginning of February, something around that time. And we have met almost every Sunday. And we have also met a few other days in between there to do some catch-up. But it has been such an honor to teach this class. Do you guys want to turn around so that they can see your face before we go back? Okay. We have six wonderful confirmands this morning, and I can say confidently that they are ready to take the vows this morning that they are about to take. They also, last weekend, we went to Lake Junaluska, and we had our confirmation retreat, and we had a wonderful time, and each of them made a stole during the weekend, and after the service, if you want to come up and see their stoles, they're each personalized and individual to each confirmand, and they will be receiving their stoles during the service. Also, a little important thing, we do have a baptism this morning, and that baptism will be, it'll be very special because it is used, we will use the water that we use during the confirmation retreat. And there was, each of the groups that came were asked to bring water from their area. So there are groups from all over the southeast because it's in the southeastern jurisdiction. And so each group, we brought water from Lake Greenwood. And on Saturday, we had a Remember Your Baptism service. And each of the groups were invited to come up and pour a little bit of water in three different little bowls. And then, so all of that water was combined. So it really brought us together as the body of Christ there. And so we have brought back that water from the retreat, so it'll be special to use that water. There's even water from the leaders of it were the Kilbourns, Chris Hughes and Glory Hughes and Ed Kilbourn and Kathleen Hughes and Kathleen Kilbourn, excuse me. And they live in the Florida area, so there's water from the Gulf. There's also water from the Bahamas at the United Methodist Center there. There's even water from the Holy Land, from the Sea of Galilee and the River Jordan. Yes, that's correct. So it's very special water, so we will be using that water. But it has just been a real honor to teach them and spend some time with them, get to know them better. So I pray and hope that each of you will get to know these new members in our church.
The church is of God and would be preserved to the end of time for the conduct of worship and the due administration of God's word and sacraments, the maintenance of Christian fellowship and discipline, the edification of believers, and the conversion of the world. All of every age, station, stand in need of the means of grace which it alone supplies.
I present Peyton Wells Joseph for baptism, and I present Keaton Alexander, Ben Harley, Peyton Joseph, Mary Ashlyn Perkey, Marissa Rogers, and Hampton Warner for confirmation.
When nothing existed but chaos, you swept across the dark waters and brought forth light. In the days of Noah, you saved those on the ark through water. And after the flood, you set in the clouds a rainbow. When you saw your people as slaves in Egypt, you led them to freedom through the sea. Their children you brought through the Jordan to the land which you promised. In the fullness of time, you sent Jesus nurtured in the water of a womb. He was baptized by John and anointed by your Holy Spirit. He called his disciples to share in the baptism of his death and resurrection and to make disciples of all nations. Pour out your Holy Spirit to bless this gift of water and those who receive it, to wash away their sin and to clothe them in righteousness, that throughout their lives, that dying and being raised with Christ, they may share in his final victory. For as much as all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, our Savior Christ said, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, one cannot enter the kingdom of God. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, we call upon thee for this thy servant, that he, coming to the holy baptism, may receive remission of his sins and be filled with the Holy Spirit. Receive him, O Lord, as thou hast promised by thy well-beloved Son, and grant that he may be faithful to thee all the days of his life, and finally come to the eternal kingdom which thou hast promised through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Do you, in the presence of God and this congregation, renew the solemn vow and promise made at your baptism?
I do.
Do you truly and earnestly repent of your sins?
I do.
This affirmation of faith was written by these confirmands and using the Apostles' Creed as a guide. And this was written while they were at the confirmation retreat at Lake Junaluska. So please join me as we affirm our faith using this creed written by the 2012 confirmation class. Even though there are many unanswered questions, we believe. We believe that God is the Father and Creator of all things. He gives us grace no matter what we do. He is all-knowing, loving, forgiving, and a helpful giver. He is always with us on the mountains, in the valleys, and the in-between. We believe Jesus was born in a manger outside Bethlehem. Jesus is our teacher, healer, and friend. He is our example because he lived a perfect life. We believe we should imitate that example by loving, forgiving, and accepting everyone. He died on the cross for our sins to redeem us. He rose from the dead to give us hope. We believe in the Holy Spirit, who is always with us and lives within us as an everlasting fire. The Holy Spirit is the comforter and protector for all of us. We believe the Holy Spirit guides us and helps us make decisions. We believe the church is the body of Christ, made up of all people, providing a safe haven and place of fellowship for all. We believe we are the church. Amen. Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments?
I do.
Do you promise according to the grace given to you to keep God's holy will and commandments and walk in the same all the days of your life as faithful members of Christ's holy church?
Amen.
At this time, I would like to invite the parents and mentors of each of the confirmands to join them at the chancel rail. Peyton, do you desire to be baptized in this faith?
I do.
Peyton Wells, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I invite the confirmands to kneel. The Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. The Lord defend you with his heavenly grace, and by his Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. To the confirmands, I ask you, will you be loyal to the United Methodist Church and uphold it by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness?
I will.
You may stand and face the congregation. Brothers and sisters, I commend to your love and care these persons whom we this day receive into the membership of this congregation. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. If you will accept this response, will you read from the response in your bulletin? This congregation of the United Methodist Church. With you, we renew our vows to uphold it by our prayers, our gifts, and our prayers. With God's help, we will so order our lives after the example of Christ, that surrounded by steadfast love, you may be established in the faith and confirmed in the strength. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, bless, preserve, and keep you, now and forevermore.
Amen.
It was such an honor to be able to work with this confirmation class. I was looking at them from up here today, and I believe four of them I held as babies. So it has been a joy to watch them grow up and be able to celebrate this special day. As a congregation, we have all placed mementos in a box, a special box for you that we're going to present to you at this time. Also, as a gift from the church, we are going to present you with a copy of a concordance to continue, so that you can continue in your faith as you look up things and can't remember quite where they are in the Bible. You can look up a word and the concordance will tell you where to go. Alexander. Peyton Joseph. Ben Harley. Mary Ashlyn Perky, and Hampton Warner. Marissa has not been feeling well this morning, so I think she has had to slip out. So. But we welcome, on behalf of Main Street United Methodist, we welcome you as full members of this congregation.
Can you shake hands? Get you on your finger. Bless you. Bless you,
Our epistle reading this morning is from 1 John chapter 5, verses 1 through 6. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God, and everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God, by loving God and carrying out his commands. This is love for God, to obey his commands. And his commands are not burdensome, for everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. Our gospel reading this morning comes from John chapter 15, verses 9 through 17. And please stand for the reading of the gospel. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Now remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. I have told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. My command is this: love each other as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. This is my command: love each other. The word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Join with me. The prayer is for Mother's Day prayer. It's printed in your bulletin. Gracious God, we thank you for adopting us into your family through the miracle of your grace, and for calling us to be brothers and sisters to each other. Today we pray for our mothers who have given us life and love, that we may show them reverence and love. Lord, in your love, for mothers who have lost a child through death, that their faith may give them hope, and their family and friends support and console them. Lord, in your love, for women, though without children of their own, who like mothers have nurtured and cared for us, Lord, in your love, for mothers who have been unable to be a source of strength, who have not responded to their children and have not sustained their families. Lord, in your love, loving God, as a mother gives life and nourishment to her children, so you watch over your church. Bless these women that they may be strengthened as Christian mothers. Let the example of their faith and love shine forth. Grant that we, their sons and daughters, may honor them always with a spirit of profound respect. Grant this through Christ our Lord. Let us worship the Lord now with our morning tithes and offerings. Ushers, would you come, please? God, there are so many things that we are thankful for. We're thankful especially today for gifts of our mothers. And we thank you for these gifts that are brought forward to enhance and to support the kingdom of God. Bless giver and gift, those who have not or chose not to give this day. Let these gifts go forward from this place to bless those orphans of the world and others that need to experience a mother's love and yet have mothers not of their own. To you we give glory, honor, and praise. In Christ's name, amen.
Please be seated. We invite the children to come forward for the children's message.
Good morning, everybody. How are you today? Are you feeling happy today? Or are you feeling sad? You feeling sad? Caroline, why are you sad? Oh, I'm so sorry. What are some things that make you happy? When your mom's happy, that's always a good one. What are some things that make you sad? When you want, sweetie? When someone hurts your feelings? When you have bad news? When you get hurt? You know, when you think about things that make you happy and things that make you sad, it's pretty simple. When something good happens, you're happy. When something bad happens, you're sad. Do you think Jesus wants you to be happy? Yeah, he does. Listen to what Jesus said. I have loved you even as the Father has loved me. Remain in my love. I have told you these things so that you will be filled with my joy. Yes, your joy will overflow. Does that mean that nothing bad will ever happen again in your life? No. What does it mean? Does it mean that you can be joyful because God loves you always and is in your heart and he will help you through anything, won't he? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we know that you love your Son. And that your Son loves us. Help us to remain in his love so that we will be filled with joy. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
may be seated. It is such a joy this morning to have our mothers present with us and those that have come on this special day to worship with them. But those that have come today just because your mother's here, would you raise your hand? Let's make them welcome, would you? It is a wonderful time to be together, and to worship is always a great time when you're able to worship with your mom and dad and as a family. And we do bid you welcome and pray that as we worship and as you have already been worshiping, that this time will be of spiritual renewal to you as we lift up Christ's name in praise. We have been on a journey these last few weeks. We are reminding ourselves in the church that Easter is not over, that Easter is not just one day. I was at home the other day when my cell phone rang, and it was one of my old military buddies, and he was very frustrated in his faith. And he was talking about communion and how that he wanted to be a part of a journey, a historical journey of faith, and he felt like he was missing that. And I shared with him what we were doing, that we have been taking communion every Sunday since Easter to reaffirm the themes that we have been reading through the scriptures. And today, certainly, one of those themes is love, and of God's love to us. And he spoke and he said, how I wish that we would participate that in our church. And he was struggling. And when we hung up the phone, I wish that I could say that his resolve had been met, but it hadn't. And I encouraged him to continue to talk with his pastor. But we indeed are on a journey of faith, and we can think back over those Sundays when we had a meal together and was reminded that Christ had a meal with his disciples. We remember the Sunday of Thomas, when Thomas would not believe unless he touched the scars and unless he felt the spear-pierced side. And we remembered Thomas. Remember the disciples as they were frightened and gathered in that room. And today we hear again God's love and Christ calling us to be a family and to be those that show our love toward one another. As I think about that response that Christ read or gave to his disciples on that day, I think about our journey of faith and those that come in and out of these doors. And when individuals say, I came to Main Street United Methodist Church and no one greeted me, no one shook my hand, no one said, I'm glad you're here. And it makes me wonder, how much of a loving family are we? How committed are we to this love that Christ has called us to be a part of? When we think of a mother's love, we certainly can think of that for many of us as an example of God's love to us. I know for myself, I had a very godly mother. I think about those times when she went outside of her normal routines and she responded to me in love because I was her son, missing work and staying up late at night and preparing meals and doing those things maybe that some of us
take for granted. And maybe for others of us, we never experience that kind of love. But when we think about God's love, that God was there always from the beginning, endeavoring to reach out to His children in love. The other day I was talking with one of my minister friends, and we were talking about the crucifixion and how we struggled with the way that Christ died at a kangaroo court. Trumped up charges. And as I thought about the agony of a cross, he said, I'm not so sure that it was God's ultimate plan for Christ to die in necessarily that exact manner. But one thing that I do believe, that as Christ hung there on the cross, God is saying, see, can't you see how much I love you. And today we are being reminded of that love. Christ calls us. He calls us into that bond, that relationship that goes beyond the type of relationship that is known in the business world. In Jesus' time, there were many banquets. There were many times for connections to be made as people met during these banquet times. And certainly we are reminded, if we have read the scriptures at all, that there was a danger of being seated in a higher seat than you really should have been a part of, because you could be replaced and be embarrassed. And there was a certain type of dress that was expected of those who participated in the banquets, and you were to know your place and to be in submission to those in leadership over you. Christ speaks to us, and he says that he brings us now into this vine, as we talked about last week. That we are his friend. That we are a part of this family. That we are joined together. As I was reading in preparation for this sermon, I ran across a new industry that has been established and is doing very well monetarily. It's called Rent-A-Friend. Whenever you need someone to go to the mall with you, you just pick up the phone and then hire Rent-A-Friend. And they'll say, no, it doesn't make you, it makes you look better, whatever it is that you're putting on. You know how we do. Oh, it fits you perfectly. You know what we like to hear. Rent a friend whenever you want someone to go to the baseball game or the football game with you, or to watch a movie, or to sit around and read a book. As I think about Rent a friend, this past week, this weekend in Joanna, somebody started a get together once a month, and we just show up at wherever is designated, and we meet our old friends and those that we grew up with, and we share and we laugh and we talk about bygone times. And there in that group was what was known then as my best friend. He was also with me in my marriage. I was at his side when his first child was stillborn, and their second child was stillborn. I've shared our friendship many times with my children. And I would say whenever Don and I quit running around together, I doubt if there was 15 cents between us. For we always looked out for each other. We always shared. We always split everything 50-50. I'm a better person today because of my friendship with Don. And I would like to think that Don's a better person for his friendship with me. We kept each other straight. Jesus speaks to us, and he says that we are no longer strangers, but we are friends. We are called to be his disciples. Into that relationship where we understand what God is wanting us to do and to be. He's wanting us to love one another. By this shall all people know that you are my disciples and that you love each other. Love. Love that calls us sometimes to sacrifice. I remember several years ago, I took my children to a place where I knew that the Congressional Medal of Honor winners were going to be assembling in Spartanburg. And I told my children, I said, "You will not understand now what you are seeing, but I said, you will understand later on in life just exactly who these people are." And as we walked among those individuals from different times in our church history and talked with them about their commitment, and time again, they would say, "I'm not a hero. I was just doing my job." But I remembered about a sister who went to the White House. And she received the National Medal of Honor from the President and General Schwarzkopf because her brother had fallen on a grenade, dying himself but saving his friends. It wasn't something that he planned to do. It was something in the moment that he did. But Jesus planned to give himself for us. It wasn't a spur of the moment decision. But he laid down his life. And this morning, as we come to this table, we come to this table as a family that loves. A family that receives Christ's love and in return gives that love to all who come into our path. I remember raising teenagers. Sometimes they weren't so easy to love. But as I think about them, they were easy to love, just their actions weren't so easy, I guess you'd say. But as I think about them and I think about ourselves as a church, is there sometimes that as a church that maybe we act like adolescents? Does Christ call us to a more mature love, giving of ourselves more sacrificially to what he is calling us to be a part of?
I invite you to join with me in the bulletin. Also, I would remind you that we as United Methodists do not bar the rail, the communion rail, as is said, but we open this rail to all who will come and receive. If you are here and you are not a United Methodist, you are more than welcome to come and to participate in this sacrificial meal. And if you cannot come to the altar, if you will let the custodians know, the ushers know, we will come and serve you in your pew when after we have served the others. Everyone who believes that Jesus Christ is the Christ has been born of God, and everyone who loves the parent loves the child. Christ invites to this table all who profess the Christian faith, who endeavor to be at peace with their neighbors, and who seek the mercy of God. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Holy God, for creating the world and breathing into us the breath of life.
We offer you our thankful praise.
For rendering us through Jesus Christ, for redeeming us through Jesus Christ, forgiving our sins and offering new life forever.
We offer you our
for strengthening us by your Holy Spirit, who lives with us, close as breath itself.
We offer you our thankful praise.
As the Holy Spirit strengthens your church, may this, your blessed bread, which is now broken, bring life to us.
May we, living
signs of charity, share among others. May this, your holy cup, poured out for all, be our salvation. Your command to love one another, O Lord, we remember. Your death we commemorate. Your resurrection we confess. Your final coming we await. Glory be to you, O Christ. Send your Holy Spirit on us in these your gifts of bread and wine, that we may know Christ's presence real and true, and be his faithful followers, showing your love for the world. And now, with the confidence of children of God, let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. When we break the bread, it is a sharing in the body of Christ. And when we bless the cup, it is a sharing in the blood of Christ, the gifts of God for the people of God. I invite our confirmands to come, and their families and mentors, and then those who are going to be assisting me in serving to come as well.
Please join me in the unison prayer following communion. Most gracious God, we praise you for what you have given and for what you have promised us here. You have made us one with all your people in heaven and on earth. You have fed us with the bread of life and renewed us for your service. Now we give ourselves to you, and we ask that our daily living may be part of the life of your kingdom, and that our love may be your love, reaching out into the life of the world. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Go now and bear fruit for God, fruit that will last. As Christ has loved you, so love one another and abide always in God. God is love, that your joy may be complete, and may God give you all you ask for in Christ's name. May Christ Jesus reveal to you God's ways and call you his friends, and may the Holy Spirit confirm the truth within you and make your joy complete.
Come in peace to God.